A 10-Year-Old Teacher by Barbie and George Miranda, based on a true story. I will make an instrument of thee in my hands unto the salvation of many souls. Alma 17:11. Chance skipped into his aunt's home after a long drive. He and his mother and younger brother were excited to be visiting her. "Hi, Aunt Barbie," Chance exclaimed as he hugged his aunt. "Do you have any crayons and scissors?" Aunt Barbie smiled and got Chance settled at the kitchen table with the supplies. As Aunt Barbie made dinner, she glanced at Chance's project. "What are you drawing, Chance?" she asked. "I'm coloring a picture I got in primary," Chance said. He carefully filled in the black and white figures with bright colors. "After we eat, can we have family home evening?" Chance asked. "I have a lesson I would like to teach." "That would be very nice," Aunt Barbie said. "Thank you, Chance." After dinner, Aunt Barbie invited her roommate to join them for family home evening. The roommate wasn't a member of the church, and she was curious about the family gathering. Chance began the lesson by asking, "Where did we come from?" Then he held up a picture he had colored of the spirit world. He asked more questions and showed colorful drawings about Heavenly Father's plan. Finally, Chance asked, "Does anyone know the name of this plan?" Aunt Barbie's roommate said, "I don't. What is it?" "It is the plan of salvation," Chance said, smiling. "Because of it, we can be together forever with our family." After the lesson, Aunt Barbie took Chance aside. "Chance, you just helped my roommate learn about Heavenly Father's plan. Thank you," she said. Chance didn't say anything for a moment. Then he asked, "Why do I feel funny inside? I feel warm and happy." "That is the Holy Ghost testifying to you that what you just taught is true," Aunt Barbie said. "I'm sure Heavenly Father is very happy with you." Chance got a big smile on his face. He was glad he could teach someone about Heavenly Father's plan of happiness. End of the story, A 10-Year-Old Teacher, read by Daisy Harmon.